Zippity-doo-dah, zippity. Oh, hi! This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from the land where the birds are singing and Zippity-doo-dah Day is playing in the background with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast on the topic of Three Amigos, the Northwoods Project. Right off the bat, I'd like to say that we might ought to send somebody to check on Benevolent Heretic because I think they blew her up at the end of her podcast. You know, it's that explosion. I just wonder, man, I wonder if the government actually decided to shut her up. Oh, but no, that was an excellent podcast. The podcasts so far have been excellent. I've really enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the entire discussion on Operation Northwoods. It's been an eye-opener. As far back as 1962, they had the idea that the end justifies the means, even if the means is killing our own citizens and blowing airplanes out of the air. They can do whatever they want as long as they get the end result they want. And that's sad thinking. That's scary thinking. And I have no doubt it still happens today. I mean, we got a president who thinks he's been anointed by God, you know, to lead the world. And if that isn't ends justifies the means scenario, nothing is. It's a scary world we live in. I think one of the best things I've learned from this is ATS is growing in the right direction. When Project Northwoods was discussed, let's see, it was discussed twice before in 2003, twice in 2004, and then again in March of 2005. Each time it came up, the thread quickly died. I mean, it just fell off the board, fell through the cracks. And this time around, in 2006, there was more tools at my disposal when I run across it, and there was more support to see that it was properly addressed. I come over to the site, AboveTopSecret.com. I did a site search and could find nothing on Project Northwoods, which, you know, isn't a stretch because it was actually Operation Northwoods. So then I start a thread, which is titled wrong, Project Northwoods, America's Plan to Attack America. I probably should have put it Operation Northwoods. Okay, then I posted in Terror Analysis, which, thanks to Val Hall told me it has very little traffic over there these days. And Val Hall was right there. I mean, instantly, she transferred it over. Ace of Base came in. He posted some links and stuff that I couldn't find. He was able to list. I mean, there was instantly a support structure there for this find that I had made. And that, I don't know if it was just lacking in the earlier posts or if they were just posted in a dull way. But I just want to say to Volhall and Ace of Base and everybody else that, you know, this thread, I really appreciate, you know, the help that you gave me when I first started this thread. That has more to do with the success of it than anything I was doing. I mean, it succeeded in spite of what I was doing. This has been a really good topic. I've learned a lot from it. I do not believe in a scenario where the end justifies the means, because there are things where there are times when people need to be protected. There is a constitutional right to life, liberty, and happiness, and blowing up stuff in our own homeland, I mean, setting off bombs, waging a terror campaign in Florida, shooting airplanes out of the air, and sending people off to war is a direct violation of the Constitution. Well, under those pretexts, I believe it would be a direct violation. Of course, the president can wage war, etc., etc., but to do so under those pretexts, to set it up yourself in an end justifies the means scenario, no, I don't believe in that. I'm with, who is it, Nigdon? This is, these people should be taken out and shot if any of them are still alive. Well, I'm against the death penalty. I think they ought to at least be put on trial. This is so far beyond the pale, Operation Northwoods. It's just horrible in its very conception. It's against everything a country that claims to be the city on the hill or shining city on the hill. You know, if they want to claim that, then they can't do things like this. Anyway, that's just been my thoughts on the matter. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each of you, my friends.